Om Shanti. 23rd June 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you remain double light and remain tireless while fulfilling your mundane responsibilities as a trustee. There is double benefit in looking after your mundane responsibilities while looking after your service responsibilities. Since there is double responsibilities, there is double attainment. However, in order to remain double light, while having double responsibility, look after your responsibilities as a trustee and you will not feel tired. Those who consider it to be their household and their family experience a burden. Since it is not yours, how can there be a burden? One is trusteeship, another is ownership. Ownership is always binding. Trusteeship is always liberating. Baba is telling, when you think that it is my household, my parivar, my family, my grihasthi, you experience burden. Since it is not yours, how can there be burden? So, there are two responsibilities. Baba likes the word double very much. And he has used the word double so many times. Baba says, you have double responsibilities. One is the laukik responsibility, another is the alaukik responsibilities. Worldly and mundane responsibilities and spiritual responsibilities. So, when you have double responsibilities, you have got double benefit. When you have got double benefit, you also have got double attainments. But whilst doing your double responsibilities and carrying out double responsibilities and getting double benefits and double attainments, always remember that you have to remain double light. So this is the thing Baba has given. It's not that somebody will say that I have a lot of laukik responsibilities so I cannot do my alaukik responsibilities. We have many spiritual responsibilities. Spiritual responsibilities of imparting knowledge to the world. Spiritual responsibility of creating awareness of time in the world. Spiritual responsibilities of igniting the flame of God's love in every heart. So no matter how much busy you are in your laukik, each one of us has to take out time for alaukik, for spiritual responsibilities. So the first thought is, what are my spiritual responsibilities? Everyone must churn on this topic or this thought. Do I really have spiritual responsibilities? Or doing my laukik responsibilities and carrying out all those laukik tasks is enough? Or there is something more, something divine, something supernal, something supernatural, something more to be done in life than what I am doing at present. So when one comes out of that petty thought and rises above, when the consciousness is lifted to a higher platform, that time all such thoughts start coming. That time you get rid of your little selfishness and you are connected to that universal mainstream and start thinking about what else can be done for this world. Because the condition of the world is worst at present. It is going from bad to worse, worse to worst. So, think of the responsibilities, what are my laukik responsibilities. And when you think, you will get double benefit. You will have double attainments, but also at the same time, do not forget to remain double light. Whenever there is a responsibility, immediately a burden comes. But to remain double light, Baba has devised a new method, a new word, which was being used in the word also, in the world also, but in a different sense. It's a legal word. And the word is, what is that word? Trustee. What is that word is? Trustee. You remain trustee. Trustee word has been used by Mahatma Gandhi many times. In the sense Baba is using. While the rest of the world uses the word trustee in a very different sense. Trustee is a legal word where you are not the owner, but you look after the things and everything belongs to beneficiary. Beneficiary is a normal person. Normal person is again a legal word. There are two words, legal person and normal person. Normal person is one who is not related to the legal field. So, when you look after certain property, estate, for a very short period of time, on behalf of a beneficiary, and beneficiary is a normal human being, is a normal person. Normal person, again is a legal word, normal person means a person who is not a legal person, who is not related anywhere to the legal, who is related to the legal field is a legal person, and one who is not, he is not a lawyer, he is not a judge, he is a normal person. That person would be a beneficiary. So on behalf of that beneficiary, the one who looks after and one who is not a owner and one who looks after for a transient period of time is known as trustee. So trustee is somebody who doesn't own. It is not, he is not the owner, but he is a caretaker. And caretaker for a short period of time. And the benefit doesn't belong to the trustee. It belongs to the owner. It belongs to that normal person who is the beneficiary and who is not the legal person. So this is in world, the word trustee. Probably for the first time, the word trustee is used in spirituality by Mahatma Gandhi. When he said that this mind, body and wealth, tan, man, dhan, we have to remain trustee of these things. This body is not ours but has been given to us by God for spiritual purpose. This wealth is not ours, but this wealth has been given to us by God. When Mahatma Gandhi had read the book by Ruskin Bond while she was traveling in train unto this last, that book had the miraculous effect on him. And he, as he describes, reading that book whole night in train changed him unto this last by Ruskin Bond. And for the first time he understood something which is like trustee, that nothing is ours. Everything is for the benefit of others. So from there the word trustee and the trusteeship generated. So in the spirituality, this word trustee has been used by some of the spiritual people down the ages, but not much. It has always been a legal word. So now Baba is telling us, while staying in grihastha, while staying in looking after household, become a trustee. What does it mean by becoming trustee? In here, in when Baba says, when, what does he mean when he says that you become trustee? It's not, yesterday also Baba said you don't have to go to jungle. Your vairagya is very different. You are also vairagi. You are unlimited vairagis, but you don't have to go to jungle. Those people go to jungle. You have to stay where you are, but to remove all the attachments. This statement comes many times in the Murli, time and again. So, now tell me, what is trustee? What is trustee? When Baba says us, tells us to become trustee, what does he mean? Use everything but what? It is not mine. Okay, then what else? You are a nominee. Okay. You are nimit for a particular job. Then for the benefit of the world. Then what does the word trustee mean? What are the different components of trustee? Many things are there. Yeah. Detachment. Yes. Then imagine a owner is somebody who gets attached. My office, my property, my money. And movement and attachment comes, everything comes. Sorrow comes, suffering comes, guilt comes. Everything starts. Wherever there would be attachment, all the vices would enter. Whenever there would be detachment, you remain safe. So there are seven components when we say trustee. This has been discussed here in some of the Hindi classes in the past, but we will revise it again. There is a mnemonic which we had devised in some of the class. It's a Hindi word, Bisaro. Bisaro is to forget. B-E-S-A-R-O-H. It's a Hindi word. Bisaro means to forget. So these are some of the components, important components of trustee. Trustee is somebody who is burden free. The moment there is other way around, if you experience burden, it means you are not trustee. If you are trustee, you have to be light, double light in Baba's word. If there is an iota of burden, trace of burden, it means that trustee feeling is not there. It means somewhere you have possessiveness, somewhere you feel that this is mine. That could be, that may be a person, that may be property, that may be wealth, that may be anything, an object of some position, something. The moment you have possessiveness, all the sorrow starts. For example, when I say I love this flower, will I pluck that flower from the plant? Will I be called a lover of flowers? I love this flower. Flower is very good. I pluck it and I put it here in the lapel or in my button. Will I be called a lover of flower? In the history, many people were there. Like Chinggis Khan was there. He used to kill small children and their heads would be carried in a position. He would go and in front of him, hundreds of children's head would hang. So will he be called a lover of children? When he would go, certain villages would be burnt just to show that I am coming. And Chinggis Khan or Taimur Lung or Nadir Shah or Hitler for that matter, these are some of the cruelest people that walked the surface of this planet Earth in history. They enjoyed killing people, Stalin, Mussolini, Idi, Hitler. These people, they killed people like anything. In that furnace, in that ghetto, in that by electric current. So will they people be called lover of human beings? No. When I say that I love something, it means I do not have ownership over that person. The moment malkiyat, ownership comes, love disappears. Love means I am not master of other person. I love somebody means I am not his owner, I am not her owner. I do not own that person. I am not the master of that person. Love means independence. When I love somebody, I give that person independence. I give that person liberty, freedom. Freedom to have their own thoughts. I do not create bondage in their lives. That is love. So, burden-free means when you do not have attachment, you don't have possessive attitude, you do not start possessing things, you do not have exercising mastery over things. Let persons be their own masters. I am none to own them. So trustee means, the first thing is no burden. Second, as somebody said, trustee means instrument. I am instrument. This is the most important lesson we have to learn in Brahmin life. Otherwise, the vice of ego would prop up. That I am just made an instrument. If Baba wanted, he could have made somebody else as an instrument for this service. It is my divine fortune that I have been made instrument. If he want, he could have made somebody else, and there are many other adept people, many other dexterous, skillful, many better people in the world who could have looked after this responsibility in a better manner. But he chose me. I have been chosen by him. So I am just thankful to him. So that sense of thankfulness, that sense of gratitude is always in my heart for him. So instrument, trustee means who is an instrument? Who feels the sense of instrument? An instrument means it's none of my this thing. It is he who is inspiring me. So that is the feeling of instrument. Third is surrender. Trustee means sense of surrender. He has to have that sense of surrender. You have given up something. Now it's no more mine. And you do not enjoy those things which have been given up. In Hindi or in Sanskrit, there is a beautiful word, shwan vritti. Shwan. Shwan means dog. Dog has the habit, if he vomits, he licks that thing again. He vomits and he eats that thing again. That is known as shwan vritti. A sannyasi is a one who does not have shwan vritti. He will not be like a dog. Once you are given up something, it's no more yours. Once you are given up some vice, you cannot enjoy. Once you are given up some enjoyment, some gratification, some sense pleasure, some frivolous and the filthy enjoyment of this world, you cannot take it back again. Once you have tyag, once you have given up, you cannot become like a dog and start licking that thing again. So, no shwan vritti. So, trustee is somebody who surrenders. And the real surrender is of the mind. The real surrender is of the emotions, of feeling, of bhavana, of imagination, of awareness. So, trustee is one who has surrendered. A. Trustee is attachment free. Trustee means you are naturally free from all those attachments, because attachments bring in sorrow. Any attachment for that matter. Attachment to success, attachment to service, even spiritual service, attachment to this Brahmin family, attachment to anything, one should remain free. But in today's Sakar, Murli Baba has said that you should have Shuddha Moha and you should have Shuddha Lobh and all such words he has used. But our attachment is only to Baba. That's it. In today's Murli there is a beautiful word. Baba has given an example. Those children, they remember their Laukik father. It is not possible. It is not. It never happens that Laukik children forget their Laukik father. Full stop. Impossible. Baba has used the word impossible that a child, children forget their father. But here they do forget. You forget your alaukik father. I am your alaukik father and you forget me. There you don't forget. There it is impossible for you to forget. So, attachment free. When the attachment starts to service or to anything, because suppose I have been given the job of looking after this duster, so I am getting attached to this. Now it is snatched from me and it is given to somebody else. I feel sorrow. Because now I am no more looking after this. I have been given this pen to look after now. So I don't feel like to look after this pen. I like to look after this duster more. And now he is looking after and I am jealous why he is looking after it. And he is not looking after well. And he doesn't know how to look after well. I have the qualification. I have all the degrees to look after this duster. I know I have been looking after since 10 years. I know the everything, all the difficulties that arise. And I have no joy in looking after this pen. What a useless and stupid task. This even an unlettered and uneducated person can look after. Not a person like me. So such thing happens whenever there is an attachment. So trustee is somebody who is free from attachment. Attachment free. Or trustee is somebody who is responsible. It is not that when you are trustee, you are not responsible. As I said, trustee is a legal word. Legal means trustee is somebody who looks after the property on behalf of a beneficiary. Beneficiary again is a normal person, not a legal person. So, I am the one who is looking after the beneficiary, and the beneficiary is God. Because it is his benefit. In fact, benefit of the world. So, I am still responsible. I do my work with accountability, not with the lackadaisical attitude, not with a careless and lazy attitude. Whenever I am given some task, I put my mind, heart, soul into that work and do it to the tilt. Without showing any slackness. I do it with my heart and mind and zeal and zest and enthusiasm. So, I am responsible. I am accountable for whatever I am doing. Then ownership free. Trustee means he is not the owner. Nothing is mine. Otherwise, don't become officers of your departments and heads of the departments. This is my department and these are my men. These are my sevadharis. From where you are sevadharis? He is my sevadhari. Huge maya there. Hiding in ambush. So ownership should go away. Try to think that this everything has been given to me and I am a trustee. I have to look after it, but nothing is mine. Nothing is mine. No possessiveness, no ownership, no malkiyat, no thinking that I am the master of somebody else. I am the boss of somebody else. I am the in charge. I am the head. I have just been made an instrument. And last, humility. Same as second one. Second one is an instrument, is a good word. Ownership is very much near to that. But ownership is something more. Ownership is something you own. This is mine. This is my house. I have constructed it. This is my department. I have made a lot of efforts to raise this department. This is a sort of very deep attachment. To be instrument means instrument could be anything. I have been made instrument for this. That's it. So in an instrument and ownership, more or less similar. And the last, as I said, instrument, humility. When all these things are there, of course the person would be humble, unassuming, without an iota of that arrogance. Otherwise, arrogance is the greatest enemy of spirituality. Even whilst going ahead in spirituality, one can become arrogant. So, relinquish all of these arrogance and become a trustee. So, today's Vardhan is, when you are trustee, you have to do double responsibility, double benefit, double attendments, double prapti, double love, double responsibility, double zimmedari, and at last, the way is double light. How do you become? by becoming trustee. And for trustee, you are burden free, you are instrument, you are surrender, you are attachment free, you are responsible, you are ownership free, and you are humble. Om Shanti.